Now, there's no question that each person decides what they discuss with their spouse, but just between you and you, you and yourself, those of you who have been with prostitutes, and we could certainly ask the question of having sex outside the marriage, whether it was with a prostitute or not. But since we're focusing on prostitution, let's focus on that. Any of you who may have had sexual intercourse with a prostitute, how did that impact your relationship? Did you feel closer to your spouse? Did you feel like you had a stronger connection or a weaker connection, soul to soul, with your spouse? How many of you were able to walk in home after you'd finished doing what you did with the prostitute? How many of you were able to walk in with your head high, feeling really, really good about yourself after having had sexual intercourse with the prostitute, or if it was over a period of time with the prostitutes, if there was more than one? What kind of impact did it have on you? For real. How did it impact you? How did it impact your relationship? I'm imagining that people, and now we'll say, let's look outside of prostitution, just look at adultery in general. I would think that most people, you know, maybe with the exception of people who are narcissistic, most people who cheat on their spouses would hopefully be in a point where their conscience would be bothering them. Not for the sake, when I say hopefully, I mean, because of the level of decency. It would be wrong to cheat on our spouses. But man, it's really bad if we can cheat on our spouses and have no remorse whatsoever. Have no regrets about it whatsoever. Conscience not bothering us at all. That's how did you feel emotionally? And what were your thoughts? Those of you who engaged with prostitutes, and related to that, if you had been involved with prostitutes, and of course, we could look at this outside sex, adultery, that did not involve prostitutes as well, if you'd like to look at that. How many of you began to feel better about yourselves and better about your relationship when you stopped engaging in adultery? There are just different ways this can go, right? How many of you would say, well, I really didn't notice any impact on me one way or the other, whether it helped me feel bad about what was going on or good about what was going on. Bad about myself, good about myself. I really couldn't tell. All right. Second pro. Dawn Checkley, director of the Pittsburgh Coalition Against Pornography, wrote this. Legalized prostitution will proliferate and gain legitimacy, just like pornography has. But legal and social acceptance will never ameliorate the negative consequences to marriage. Libertines can talk a good game, he went on to say. But no one really likes to be cheated on, and no one really likes sexual competition. It always hurts at a deep level. And the consequences of broken marriages have profound ramifications to society. We don't need any more negative pressure on marriage in our culture. What are your thoughts about those comments? Is our second con? Nope. This is what they're saying. Nope. Prostitution will not be a threat, is not a threat to marriage. Paul Abramson, PhD, professor of psychology at UCLA. Dr. Steven Pinkerton, professor of the Medical College of Wisconsin. And Mark Huppin, who is both an attorney and a PhD, co-authored an article that takes this position. Prostitution is consistent with the pursuit of happiness of both prostitutes and the men who visit them. Moreover, to the somewhat questionable extent that the availability of commercial sex partners channels excess male sexual energy away from the wives of other men, thereby preventing adultery, or unwilling sexual partners, thereby preventing rape and sexual assault, prostitution is beneficial in a broader sense. What are your thoughts about that? If a man is married and has sex with someone who is not a prostitute, they consider that adultery. If the man is married and he has sex with a prostitute who is not his wife, then that's not adultery. Now, I know some of you got a kick out of when you heard me say, and the man has sex with a prostitute who is not his wife. And I know some of you are thinking, come on now. How many men, I mean, who has a spouse who is also a prostitute? So anytime a person has sex with a prostitute, it's going to be somebody who's not their spouse. Not necessarily. Some of you may have been with me some time ago, about a month and a half ago, when I was pointing out this documentary that I saw on TV where a lady was a prostitute. She had been prostituting herself. She worked on a farm. She thoroughly enjoyed the environment, that farm atmosphere, a ranch. I'm sorry, I said a farm. It was a ranch. And she talked about how she thoroughly enjoyed that environment. She enjoyed the other prostitutes who worked there because they all had a good relationship with each other. She enjoyed the pay and she enjoyed the sex. And she was well on her way moving, you know, working towards retirement and getting paid to do what she enjoyed doing. But one day, I don't remember how they met, but she met a man and they decided to marry. They loved each other. They married. They fell on hard times financially. They discussed it and they agreed she would go back to prostituting. She left the ranch where the prostitution took place on good terms. And so they were more than happy to bring her back on board when she asked if she could get her old job back. She was still married. She would stay out there at the ranch, prostitute herself for a number of days, go back home, spend some time with her husband and their son, go back out to the ranch, prostitute herself some more, get paid doing what she enjoyed doing, go back home, enjoy her husband and their son. And she just kept that going. I don't know how long. They didn't say, at least I don't recall them saying how long. But yeah, it is not necessarily true that every time a man has sex with a prostitute, that prostitute is someone other than spouse. You can best believe when that lady went back home, according to her and her husband, they were having sex while she was serving as a prostitute. All right. I want us to be thinking about different things, different steps that we can take was making life better. There is so much drama in the world. And unfortunately, so many people who cause dark drama in their own families. Come on, ladies, gentlemen, children, older children. Let's greatly reduce the drama. And then to the extent that we are able, and many of us are more able than we're willing to admit, let's eliminate the drama from our homes. Maybe we can move on from there to helping eliminate some of the drama from small sections of society and thereby let some of life's best moments come through each one of us. We'll do this. Till next time.